We're here with Andy from OMD. I want to thank you for sitting down for us. You're actually, OMD is going to be coming to Tucson, Arizona in 2019. This will be your 40th year of a band together. Your first release coming out in 1979 off of Factory Records with Electricity. That's pretty amazing. 40 years still releasing amazing music to this day.
It's certainly been long and it's been unexpected. If you think back to when we created the band and we named it Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, it was because we were going to do one concert. We dared ourselves to go on stage at a new wave club in Liverpool called Eric's. As Paul and I had been writing electronic music for some time, but we hadn't dared to go out there and do it our way. We'd always compromised it with friends in a more rock band format. So we finally just decided to do a gig, doing our songs our way with a tape recorder, just to say we'd done it. And amazingly, that turned into a 40-year journey with all the different things that have happened and the stops and starts and turnarounds and going in reverse and the band stopping and then restarting again. But yeah, it's amazing. And we're coming to Arizona for the first time in 30-something years, in January next year. Tucson, we have not played, I think, since we were on tour with maybe like the Thompson Twins back in the late 80s.
You know, I actually saw that show in Oakland, California back in the day. It was a great show back then, too. But you guys got a fairly brand new album, Punishment of Luxury. It's a great album. You've got some amazing standout tracks. Ones I personally love. I think Robot Man, amazing. Art Eat Art, Punishment of Luxury. Is there like a specific message behind this? Is this like a warning of consumerism in the world that's going on now? Because I notice directly the painting, of course, is, I think, has a different meaning maybe than the actual album. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. We appropriated the title from a 19th century painting, which quite frankly is misogynist, actually. It's a painting of bad mothers who are floating in purgatory because they haven't adhered to the norms of the day of just, you know, only being, they're adhering to their appropriate place, which was either the kitchen or the nursery or, you know, so we stole the title, but not the meaning. And you're absolutely right again that we turned it into essentially writing a song about how, whilst most people in the Western world are materially better off than ever before, we seem to be less happy. And that's effectively because for the last several decades, we have been dominated by marketing slogans and sales pitches, which have been so invidious and so perfectly created that they've now become part of our lives. And people think that they are not worthy of love or self-respect unless they own the latest this, the biggest one of that, the newest one of these, that their kids won't love them if they haven't got an Xbox or whatever. And it's, of course, it's all nonsense, but it actually is undermining our sense of self. So that is the punishment of luxury, correct?